With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump enjoying a huge bump in the latest polls.
Insider Advantage says its polling indicates President Trump now enjoys 54% approval against a disapproval rating of just 44%. In fact, he enjoys an advantage across every age group except for the oldest respondents to the survey. It shows his approval increasing among African Americans and Hispanic Latinos. Approval with white voters is now at a near record of 64%. Bob Agner reporting.
President Trump says Ukraine's hopes of joining NATO are impossible.
It was just a no-no. It was something that was never going to happen. So they asked for it, and they shouldn't have asked for it because it was, you know, very insulting thing. Now, they could have asked for many other things. But the other thing they wanted to do is getting Crimea back, and, you know, that was given.
Former commanding general of the U.S. Army in Europe, Ben Hodges, says he's very concerned about the U.S. security plans for Ukraine.
We have not even been willing to, from inside Poland or Romania, for example, to use weapons to shoot down Russian missiles that are headed for Ukrainian cities. We did that in Israel. We do that in against Yemen and the Houthis. But we're not even willing to do that. So the idea that we would do some sort of a security guarantee where American or British or French or German troops would be on the ground deployed, I just have a lot of skepticism about this.
Minnesota, the latest state to join in a wave of states suing TikTok, claiming the app uses addictive algorithms that harm young people's mental health. Tourism in Las Vegas slumping, resorts and convention centers reporting far fewer visitors when compared to 1 year ago. This is SRN News. A Florida ministry takes on some dangerous video game platforms.
The Florida Faith Alliance is concerned about Roblox, Discord, and other sites where children go to play games and might wind up in contact with a sexual predator. The Alliance has begun a series of classes to help teach moms and dads what the dangers are and how to keep their kids safe. Founder Lynn Barletta says, quote, parents equipped with the right knowledge become the frontline defense against predators. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
In Somalia, being a Christian could cost you your life, but ministries based in the West are doing what they can to sustain secret believers there. International Christian Concern increasing its connection with people in Somalia, reporting that underground church leaders in Mogadishu confirmed the existence of more than 1,500 hidden believers. This is SRN News. International Energy Agency has lifted its forecast for global oil supply for this year and next. IEA predicts global oil supply growth of 2.5 million barrels per day this year.
That's very good news for the economy. And of course, natural gas, which is a clean burning fuel, it is the fuel of the future. And we have more natural gas in any other country in the world.
Economist Steve Moore says the data bodes very well for the U.S. marketplace.
If these trends continue with U.S. Energy production, we will be looking at less than $3 a gallon gas again. Remember, it hit about $5 a gallon under Biden. So that's a real relief for American consumers, but also American businesses that use a lot of energy as well.
Moore is a former Trump economic advisor. More details at srnnews.com.